tonight we do the Fantastic Favorite Five. I changed the rules again to make sure that I could win, and that's what we have tonight with Syria Isabel Bajorquez. She is Miss Multiverse and a very lovely contestant who I just have to beat somehow. That's tonight on the Pageant Cast! T-K-P-N.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
I'm Jessie Ledoux, Miss International 2013, and you're watching The Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching The Pageant Cast. I'm Tim Kretschmann. And tonight we have Syria Isabel Bajorquez. She is Miss Multiverse 2016, and she's in the other room there. Hello, Syria. How are you doing? Hey, we are going to be playing my favorite game show because I have it totally weighted so that I win. And we call this the Fantastic Favorite Five. Okay, enough of that. I'm going to explain the rules to you. Basically, there are no rules other than I win. Okay, that's going to happen. So just kind of get over that. Okay, are you ready? Okay, here we go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you what your favorite five things are in very specific categories. Now, what's important is these are categories I made up because I know lots about them. And then I'm going to ask you a trivia question about whatever you came up with. If I can't come up with a decent trivia question, I'll automatically give you the point. But again, what is the whole purpose of this? That I win. So that's not going to happen. Okay.
Okay.
So these are going to be things I know about. If you can't think of something in like a couple of seconds, I'm going to give myself a point and we'll just make it easier for me to win, which is important. Okay. So here we go. The first thing in the Fantastic Favorite Five, and I know that you don't like these, so I'm already getting excited. What is your favorite horror movie?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I don't really watch horror movies, guys.
Exactly. Okay. Feel free to just give me the point.
I'll try.
Okay.
I can try. Okay, think of a... Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was directed by...
I have no idea.
Toby Hooper. Yes, and Gunnar Hansen played Leatherface in that film. I just happen to know that off the top of my head. It makes me a sick individual. Okay, the next one. Your favorite movie genre. You establish you don't like horror movies. What's your favorite movie genre?
Probably historical action. Could that be a genre?
Historical action. Okay. All right. Who played the antagonist in Jim Cameron's mega hit Titanic?
The protagonist?
The antagonist.
Oh, the antagonist.
The bad guy. Who is the bad guy? Everybody knows Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Don't expect me to give you a layup like that. I'm supposed to win. Okay?
Okay, you got another point.
I do? All right.
Yes.
All right, Billy Zane. Okay. I'm so mean. Okay, the next one. Favorite TV show?
Smallville.
Here, I'm going to give you a point. Who played Lex Luthor in Smallville?
Michael, oh my gosh. How do I not know this?
Here, I'll make it easier. Who played Superman?
Tom Welling.
There you go. 1 point for you. So 2-1. There we go. And
tell me the answer to the other one.
Michael Rosenberg. I believe. Yes, you know, right. I might be wrong. He's making a movie right now. What the heck is it? I just saw it the other day, and it looked perfect to me. He was playing something. Oh.
I can't get used to him with hair.
Yeah, he is doing something with, I believe, hair again. Though he did do Charlie Brown for a YouTube video that made me laugh a lot.
Oh, I need to look that up.
Yeah, it was by the director of Guardians of the Galaxy. That was something he did before he got Guardians of the Galaxy. Anyway.
I am Groot. Sorry. Okay.
I am so filled with information that is useless. Okay. Favorite theme park or theme park ride?
Favorite theme park... Six Flags.
Six Flags. And your local park would probably be the one in Dallas?
Yes, Six Flags over Texas.
Over Texas, which I visited for the first time last year. So, let's go with, what's the name of the ride that goes forwards and backwards in Gotham City? It's a Batman. Roller coaster.
Batman, the Joker. What else?
I'm giving myself the point. It's Mr. Freeze.
Mr.
Freeze. It blasts out and then it comes backwards.
How do you know all of these things?
I'm amazing. I have this total... I told you, I slant this completely toward me. Okay, here. This is the one that people usually beat me on. Favorite fictional character?
Favorite fictional character.
Yeah, I've been developing this game so that I win. Favorite fictional character.
Okay, I'm completely cliche, and it's not because the movie just came out. Belle.
Now, I've already won. I have 3 points. So, am I going to give you something simple?
You will.
Let's see. If she smiles nice, I'm going to give her something simple. Who played Belle in the new movie?
Emma Watson.
Very good. Congratulations. Have you seen it? Have you seen the new movie?
Yes.
What did you think?
I liked it, to be honest. I really did.
I felt myself going, I loved it, but I'm going to go home and watch the original again. I don't know that I'm going to watch that one over and over. I was in college when Beauty and the Beast, I wasn't like a kid, and I watched that thing like 3-4 times in a row. So,
see, for me, I really, so I don't mean to make things heavy, but yeah. My mom did pass away when I was younger. So for me, that they put something that has to do with that. I'm not giving anything away because they talked about it before the movie came out.
Yeah.
That they put something about that in the new movie. I love that.
It resonated a little bit more. I think this was a heavier film. Heavier film because they did some things with Kevin Kline as the father. He wasn't quite as goofy, you know.
Yeah.
And Gaston is a complete monster.
He's just awful.
He's horrible. And I actually don't like that because I love the character of Gaston. I typically enjoy villains. And he is one of the best Disney... He's one of the best Disney villains ever. In fact, if you go on YouTube and you do a search on Gaston, there is an actor that does him at, I think it's Disneyland or Disney World. Mm-hmm. He is the funniest thing I have ever seen. This guy is just walking around looking at himself in a mirror, and he's hysterically funny. Yeah, very funny. He's always being challenged to physical challenges by kids that are 8 or 9, and he does well. He actually does really well against these kids. So, all right, fantastic. Now, this is where you tell me that I won.
You won.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. So that was fun for me because I won. Thank you very much for participating in what is sure to be your favorite segment ever. That would be the fantastic Favorite Five. So glad you enjoy that, everybody. We're going to see once again something very important. I want to see your best pageant wave, and we're going to close out this episode. So let's see your best pageant wave, Syria. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Again, Syria wants to remind everybody to check out the website, right? Because otherwise we get in trouble if we don't tell people about the website. It's MissMultiverse.com. If people want to learn more, that they can go there. Where is the pageant held every year? Oh, wait, I got to look up. Where is the pageant held?
The pageant is held in Punta Cana at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Okay, fantastic. So you better get your passport ready. You're going to have a lot of fun at Miss Multiverse. That's fantastic. I want to thank you again for coming on the show and being a good sport and losing to me fair and square. I really appreciate that. I'm going to hell for sure. This is going to happen. Thank you so much. And let's tell everybody Tiara Dreams. Tiara Dreams, everybody.
Tiara Dreams, everyone.
We just announced not too long ago that we had an app in the Android Play Store. Well, now we are in the Apple App Store as well. That's right, now you can get a PageantCast app in the two major mobile phone marketplaces, in the Google Play Store and now in the Apple App Store. You can check out the PageantCast and its award-winning website. All the features that are there are here. Connections to our Facebook and Twitter accounts, and lots more. You'll want to check it out immediately at the links that are somewhere in our show notes or somewhere nearby, or just do a search on PageantCast. We're the only thing that comes up as that app, surprising as that may be. Please download us and rate us today, and we would love to hear from you what you think about our app. Hope you enjoy it, the PageantCast app.